Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about knowledge graphs. Buckle up, because this is going to be a wild ride.
Knowledge graphs, huh? Sounds complex. Lay it on me. What's the big deal?
Imagine turning a giant pile of text, like a book, news articles, or even a Wikipedia page, into a visual map of how everything connects. That's a knowledge graph in a nutshell.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So like a mind map on steroids.
Exactly. It shows you the bird's eye view of how people, places, things, and ideas relate. Think explaining Game of Thrones to someone who's never seen it. A knowledge graph would map out the characters, their relationships, rivalries, the whole shebang.
Right. So instead of just a list of names, you see the whole tangled web of Westeros. But how is this different from a database?
Great question. Databases store info in rows and columns, which gets messy with complex relationships. A knowledge graph uses nodes and edges. Each node is an entity, like a person or place, and each edge is a relationship, like works with or lives in. Way more visual, way more efficient.
Got it. So, you're not just seeing what, but how things are connected. But why haven't we been using these all along?
Well, building them used to be a huge pain. Tons of manual work or complex machine learning that often only worked well with English. But now, large language models, LLMs, are changing the game.
Aha! So LLMs can automate the process of building these knowledge graphs.
Precisely. They can read, understand multiple languages, process tons of text, and even reason about it. They're like super-powered librarians who can organize all the information for us.
Amazing. Any specific examples?
Absolutely. Neo4j's LLM Knowledge Graph Builder is awesome. I experimented with text from Game of Thrones Wikipedia page, and boo, a visual graph of characters, relationships, even air dates of upcoming spin-offs. Super cool.
Okay, color me impressed. But for us coding nerds, how do we actually build one of these things?
Good question. There are two ways using LLMs. A prompt-based approach, where you manually instruct the LLM, or a structured output approach, supported by models like GPT-4 and Google's Gemini, where you define the output format. LangChain's LLM Graph Transformer tool simplifies things, automatically handling the complexities. I walked through a Python example in the video, using GPT-4 to turn Einstein's Wikipedia bio into a knowledge graph. It's surprisingly straightforward.
Wait, so I could build my own knowledge graph app?
Totally. I even built a Streamlit web app that lets users upload text and generate interactive knowledge graphs. You can zoom, filter, the whole nine yards.
So, knowledge graphs are useful for more than just understanding Game of Thrones.
Oh, so much more. Think fraud detection, drug discovery, even personalized learning. The possibilities are vast.
This is mind-blowing. Where can our listeners learn more?
Check out the video description for the code and links. And if you're looking to level up your Python and AI skills, I have a course for that too. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.